Switzerland.
Thank you all for joining the Latin Generation panel call on 23rd of May 2019. In the call, we have Dennis, Marjana, Bill, Hassem, Matt, Meiko, Marsat, and Pitin, Samrat, and Pitin. Over to you, Marjana.
Thank you, Pitinan. Okay, I have proposed agenda for today. We have finished, Bill has finished his inspection of underlining, and he gave his proposal for variants now. And my idea was first to discuss this underlining stuff and try to finish it somehow, that we can propose variants after this analysis. And it would be good if someone of you, Bill or Dennis, or whoever is willing to chair this item, because I'm not sure I will be good in it. Is there any volunteer from you people to take a tour?
I can do it if people think they can understand my voice the way it's working.
Okay, you will do it better than me, but thank you, Bill, for this. Please, Pitinan, will you? Yeah, Pitinan is going to show us the... Now we have the table on the screen. So, Bill, please take on.
Yeah, I think we can... just skip over the ones where we had agreement from both reviewers, either that something was a variant or that it wasn't a variant. There's no real need to go through and talk about that. So the first one that we have that we need to talk about is the Latin small letter A versus the Latin small letter A with Ogonek. That's rows 11 through 13. Dennis says it's not a variant. Mikhail says that the one in Courier New should be a variant. Anyone want to discuss it?
Yeah, I think it is good to hear what people think, because we are now in a new position, I mean, and we should find some way to overcome a similar situation. So please, everyone, what do you think? How should we behave? How should we decide in the situations like this? Is there any opinion from people sitting on the call?
This is Dennis.
Please, Dennis, go on.
Yeah, I think we are overthinking this underlining thing. I mean, we know it is true there are some cases that where domain names are underlined that may obscure some of the features. Like, I think we are all in agreement that dot below and the macron below are hard to spot. But in other cases, that's pretty much, you can distinguish those features, even though there is a, you know, crossing line there. And also, I mean, I was reviewing some of the website, and the underlining it's something that is not every time, right? You don't see it. I don't know if it's a trend or something, but you see less and less of underlining in websites, and just developers are using other ways to highlight links. So in this case, I stand by, right? My assessment and most of Meikle's assessments are that the Ogonek is distinguishable enough, even though there's an underlining there.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
I don't know, is this tool giving showing priority who is raising hands first and hand the first and the second. So I will start with Bill, and after that we have Mats, and after that Michael. Bill, please go on.
I would say two things. The reason that we looked at multiple fonts was because we took the position that if any of them were agreed to be variants, then that was enough. We didn't require the two code points be variants in all fonts. Because we're trying to deal with a security issue here. And so if it's a problem with one, that's enough to say it's a problem. And I would say the same reasoning applies when we're looking at the fact that, yes, in some cases, underlining isn't used. We already know that in a substantial number it is used, and that in fact was the directive the IP gave us, was if underlining conceals something, that's a problem and we've got to deal with it. And I don't think we ought to go back and revisit that entire thought at this point. Thank you
Bill. Mats, please. Mats, unmute your phone, your mic, please. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Go on, please.
Thank you for reminding me. When it comes to underlying, I mean, if you want to conceal the organic, then you could select to have the link underlined, and in that way, using that for your own purpose. And secondly, when I looked at the reviews, I wondered if things come out the same way for everyone, because I mean, if we look at this example, I don't see any organic here. So for me, the with and without organic, they look the same. But if I enlarge, maybe they wouldn't. Thank you.
Thank you, Mats. Michael, please go on.
Yes, thank you. So I would like to say two things. So number one is, from what I understood from Dennis' comment before, he is looking to have like a global decision on, for example, something like an organic. So he says, like, overall, if we look at cases where we have an organic, they are distinguishable. I would like to point out the fact that the organic is placed at different ends of a letter, depending on which letter it is combined with. So, like, if we look at an organic with an A, it's attached to the right hand side. But if we have an organic under an E, it's attached under the middle. And the reason for that also may be that some of these fonts, besides the basic letter shape, which kind of has different traditions where to attach it, there are also the difference between the fonts are also that some use make use of serifs. So serifs are like small hooks on the right-hand side ending of a letter to make it easy to kind of guide the eye as well as guide the hand in writing. It kind of plays one into the other. So I think in this case we're discussing where we have the A with the organic. I think the organic attaches on the right-hand side of the letter and therefore overlaps or overimposes itself on the serif at the right-hand side. So I also would concur with what Mats just said, that in my screen rendering, unless I zoom in the third sponsored, I have basically issues making out that ergonek. So even though in general ergonek may be recognizable, in this case it is not, which for me again is an argument for treating cases individually and not like globally depending on the modifier, because the modifiers combine differently with different letter shapes. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please.
Yes, I would say that while it's really nice if we have, if we can come up with a general rule that this particular diacritic is or this particular diacritic is not distinguishable, that's a nice to have, not a straitjacket that we have to wear. I agree with Michael. Sometimes, even though you can see it in some cases, you can't see it in others. In the particular case of the A with the ergonek, I can't see it either. And I would note in passing, the spreadsheet is set up with a using a font size of 12, which is the default used in a great number of email systems and web browsers. Certainly people can choose to not take the default, but I would suggest that people only take that effort if they have visual problems that cause them to need it for letters in general, and at which point their ability to distinguish with diacritics is probably similarly degraded. So even in the zoomed in version, they have the same problems that any of us would have with the 12 point type that we're looking at here. So I would say in this particular case, I would agree with Mats and Miguel. It looks like a variant to me. Thank you.
Michael, Michael will dial again because he couldn't hear you, Bill. He has some problems with code connection. Okay, he will dial again. So we have to come to some conclusion. For me, should we, what will be the next steps? How could we make a decision? Should we vote about it? Or because more people explained, and I agree with them, that it is very difficult to distinguish ergonek at the end of this letter A. And my opinion is that it should be treated as variant. At least we can propose in similar situations when we have at least one person thinking that something is not clear and the letter could be confused, that we take those letters as variants because we are going on the safe side. I mean, when the security is in question. But I also can agree with Michael's discussion that every case should be discussed independently because they look differently. We cannot make a rule that ergonek is always treated as a variant. That's my opinion. Now, Mats, please go on.
Yes, one approach could be that we kind of shortlist here. And so if we have different opinions, or we keep it on the shortlist with a mark that here we still have a discussion. So then we can see in the end how many variants have we found and how many do we still have some discussion on. I think it's easier if you have a smaller set and see that, okay, it's one that we have still have a discussion on, and we can raise that later.
Thank you much. That sounds me good. Let's hear what Bill has to say.
Yeah, Matt, that's what we tried to do already. We have already shortlisted the ones that are flagged with yellow, and so I would say this is the discussion. Later is now. We need to get through this, and this is, to my mind, the time to do it. To get back to Mariana's original suggestion, I'm not sure I would go so far as to say if one person says that something's a variant, we go with it. But I would agree that we don't need to actually vote if we've got two or three of us who are going, yeah, I have a problem with that. That, to my mind, is sufficient to say we be on the safe side. Yeah, this is going to be included. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Mats, do you want to say something more?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Michael is typing something. Bill, do you know how many cases we have similar like this? Do you have any idea how many of them?
I'm afraid I didn't count them. No, it isn't a. It's a whole. It's less. I think it's less than a third of the total cases we were looking at. But I wouldn't swear to that. In any case, we need to go through them, so we might as well get started.
Okay. It might be my. We are now discussing how to overcome this problem, how to solve this situation, and Michael is supporting Bill's view. Maybe we could just call a vote on this if the support of Bill, Mats, Mirjana, and Michael is not enough yet. Okay. Mats, please.
Yeah. I suggest that we try to go through and not stop too long on this particular, because when we have gone through, we can see more like an overview of the situation.
Pitinan is sending us a message. We have 16 pairs to review. And I commented, and then he said I commented on the additional ones for us to review too. Although I don't understand what Dennis is saying. Okay. Let's go through these 16 pairs and see what is the situation in those pairs. And maybe after that, we shall be more clever to make some decision. Is there any better proposal than mine? Please. No. So, Pitinan, please go on to the next. What is okay, the point? Yeah.
The next yes. one is the letter B and the letter Thorn. Rows 20 to 22.
Letter B and small letter Thorn. 21, 22.
Point in question is the Courier New. Dennis says it's not not an issue. Mikhail thinks it is, so. Anybody else want to comment one way or the other?
So this is Dennis.
Please, Dennis, go on. Yes, please.
So I'm not, sure. So just a correction from Bill's point. I'm not saying it's not an issue or not. What I was tasked to score based on the 1 through 5 scale point that we have here. And when I'm looking at these pairs, this is what I'm scoring. In these cases, I find them distinguishable.
That was what I was trying to say. I may have phrased it badly.
And Michael is saying that they are nearly identical. So that's the second situation, the similar to the previous one. Let's go further on, and at the end we might get some conclusion. That's the case.
Michael in the queue.
Oh, sorry, Michael, please go on.
Yes, thank you. I think one of the problems is with this font type, Korean New, because it uses serifs and because of the type of design features of that font. So there will be other cases where probably letters are not confusable in the first two sets of fonts, but there may be confusable depending on who's looking at it in the third type of font, Korean New. And secondly, I understood Dennis' comment also to imply that there is kind of like he was scoring based on the kind of scoring system we have used here, and it may not be 100% adequate for these cases, because you, from my personal view, you could argue these to be distinguishable, but if you compare the two characters. But for example, what I also considered was the fact that the tail at the bottom is difficult to see because it's being overlapped by the underline because of the font design. So the only thing which actually makes those two different, in my personal view, is, for example, the spacing in between the base character and the underline, which is different. So I think there may be an issue with the rating system, but I don't think it's worth it, like changing it globally. And I just wanted to point out that there are different ways to look at it from my personal view. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. I'm trying somehow to Shall we proceed? Shall we go on? And Michael, your hand is still up. Do you want to say something more? Thank you. Bill? No. Thank you, Michael. The next one is Latin small letter C and Latin small letter C with Sedila. We have the same situation, one, and also in the same font, we have two. That's the third one. Should we go through all these cases? Let's go fast through all these cases and see, is this always the situation with one font and with one font? Let's go on. Which one is the next, please, Bill?
The next one is the, I believe, the letter I and the letter I with Oganek, if I haven't gone too far. Azim rated it as a 2. As I note in the comments, I might have agreed with that, except that I think the I with the Oganek is closer to the small letter J, which is the next entry, and they can't both be variants because that would cause the small letter I to be a variant of the small letter J, and we can't do that. So it was just a matter of which one is closer to my mind, and I thought the J was the closer case. So that's why there's a disagreement.
Okay, this is a little bit different. In this situation, we have to decide which one should be a variant, either I with the organic or J, and that's a different situation than the previous one we had. Okay, let's go on.
Okay, I have a
comment.
Yes, please, Mats, go on.
Yeah, so if we save this as data, I think that Bill should have judged it independent on the J, and that the consideration should be a second step, if you understand what I mean, Bill.
Yes, that's why I put the comment in the notes on why I had rated it the way I did, so that that would be preserved. Is there a different way you think we should address that?
Well, I think you should have the judgment independent of the J in the I row, and then have a second discussion on which one to select, because that could be part of our presentation or of our report. So
okay,
we have a
situation
where the small letter I with organic is very close to two letters, but we cannot make all three variants. So, and we have to make a choice here. And this
okay.
is...
Okay, I can go back and revise that, and that's easy enough to do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mats. Thank you. So that's the different situation. Let's go on.
Next is the Latin small letter L and the small letter L with Sidia. Row 77 to 79.
Yeah.
On this one, again with the Courier New, Matt's found them essentially identical, and Dennis found them distinguishable.
Okay, but that's the case number one. I mean, although the marks are quite more different than in the previous cases. Let's go on. Let's go through all this stuff. And after that, Mats, please, you want to say something?
No, it's an old hand. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Then we move on. The Latin small letter L with circumflex below versus the Latin small letter L with Sevilla. Essentially, it's another case with Courier New. I think it's more distinguishable than the others, but I think it's still... my personal opinion is it's still close enough to be problematic.
Okay, then the next one is Latin small letter M. And we have the same problem, different opinions about similarity.
We have it in all fonts in this case.
Sorry, I didn't catch the last sentence.
We don't just have it in Courier New. We have the disagreement in all three fonts.
Okay. Then The next.
And we have Ann and Enwisidia. Again, Courier New. We have Ann and Enwith Dot Below, and I'm not. I thought we had settled Dot Below. I'm not quite sure how. I think I messed up in
yeah,
putting
probably.
That in. Yeah, my mistake.
It's okay.
Yeah. And with Circumflex Below.
Mm-hmm.
And then N and with Cydia and then with Circumflex Below. And N and N with small letter Eng.
Mm-hmm. And also Latin small letter O with Latin small letter O plus combining Cydia, whatever it is pronounced. And what else?
Finally,
Latin small
letter.
Okay, we've seen passing quickly through this
we have a few more.
Sorry, Vitina.
We have a few more actually.
Have a few more. Sorry. We have a few more. Vitina is saying let's go through till the end. Is there any different situation than those one we have seen up to now? Okay,
Latin small letter T and T with comma below. And then T and T with circumflex below. And then we're done.
Okay. So now we have 16 cases. More of these cases is the different opinion about similarity between those two code points, except those I and J and I would something under. I forgot what is it. We can stop now. That's my proposal. And
Mirjana,
yes,
if I may.
Yes, please. You are not Dennis. You are not on the Zoom. You are just on the phone.
No, I am Zoom. Sorry, I didn't use a raise hand. There you go.
Oh, sorry. There, it's okay. Please go on.
That's
go
okay. On. I also commented on other cases and additional cases where Bill already established there is a varying relationship, even though there is a mixed reviews outside the one and twos. So those are marked with a little, what I see is orange color, but has a comment in it. I think if you can
and in which column
show all the comments. No, if you can show all the comments, you will see or where I put some comments on it. I don't know how if you can discover all the comments, but I mean. So, for
first
example, starting from the top is line 35. For example.
Line 35.
Yeah, there's a mixed review there, so I'm not sure how there is getting automatic variant relationship conclusion
Latin
there.
Latin small letter E with Latin small letter V with ogonic.
Yep.
Tree.
E with E ogonic. Yeah, that's one for example.
Okay.
And the next one is. Letter gamma with letter Y, line 59. So I think it's a stretch to call gamma and Y variants based on visual criteria. I mean, at best, maybe visual similar, but I mean, the underlining does not obscure any of the features of the gamma. And also letter J with I with ogonic. I mean, think the J has distinct features as how the tail goes to the left, as opposed to or different from what Olenek is. And the case with Sedilas, it's not consistent across, I mean, depending on the reviewers, you have, for example, the base character with K, Sedila, a different resolution with the letter L with Sedila. I would imagine, I mean, there should be some consistency as to how the underlining affects the diacritic, and it's not the case. So I think that needs to be reviewed.
Okay, so we don't have just 16, we have more cases for reviewing, so it is too much to do it during this meeting today, at least. I couldn't see those your marks. Probably I will find it later. We have to agree to, at this moment, we need a proposal and to agree how to proceed with the cases which are marked for review. And Michael, please, you are first on the row. Please, please go on. Michael, just
yes.
Turn
yes,
on
yes.
your mic.
Sorry.
Okay.
It will take me a time to unmute the thing because I have to do it twice. Sorry about that. So I was trying to say two things. So some of the cases where Dennis commented, it seems to me that. From what I saw, like there were two lines where there was one vote which would not yield a variant, and there was one line where there was a vote which would yield a variant. And my understanding is that we had kind of like a rule or agreement which says that if in one of those three pairs something is a variant, it is a variant. So I think this would take two or three of the cases which Dennis just discussed off our table, right?
I want to react quickly on that one. I don't think we have that agreement, even though in the cross-grid variance, we ended up in cases like these. It was the panel's decision to review each one single cases and then conclude something. But it was not a clear-cut rule as to if there is one, two scores, then automatically it's a variant. That was not the how we approach these type of cases.
Thank you.
Dennis, we discussed that.
Michael,
that
sorry.
Kind of rule and if we have that rule.
Will you repeat, Michael, please, because I didn't hear you properly. What we should do?
Sorry, I wasn't finished with my earlier comment. So since Dennis responded, I wanted to say if we don't have agreement within the group on whether that is a rule, I think we should discuss whether that should be a rule and what speaks for it and what speaks against it, Dennis.
Yes, yes.
That's it. I actually wanted to say something else, but I forgot now. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm okay with that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Bill, please.
Two things. One, I agree with Michael. I thought that was a rule, but if it isn't, then we can discuss it further. The other thing I want to say is we had a working process that said we had two people review it, and if they were in agreement, that was the end of it. Are we now proposing that two people review it, and then anybody else can come in and say, no, I think you're wrong. And if so, does that work in both directions? Or, if we're changing the rules here, I think we ought to do it explicitly. Thank you.
Any ideas how to proceed, please, from the panel? Michael, please go on. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So to respond to Bill's comment just now, I think it should be open in either direction. So two people take an initial vote on something, but if someone has a strong feeling that they do not agree with such reasoning or with such an analysis, and they have arguments, then I think anyone should be free to put forward those arguments, both for and against the rating. And I think that applies across the board. Yes, or something else, but anyways, thank you.
Okay. Now we have, let's say, 20 or more cases which should be discussed by panel, and we should define the procedure. How shall we analyze those problematic code points, and how shall we get the final result? So it seems to me that Matt's proposal from the beginning is good, that someone from this sheet makes two another sheets. In one will be all variants, all clear variants, and the other one will be made by of those code points which has some problems. That's the step number one. Step number two could be, should we give, I have on my mind, we can open one, for those 20 cases, we can open for every member of the panel one column and ask everyone to vote again. And after that, make some conclusion. Please, Sarmad is the first in the row, then we have Michael, and after that, Bill. Sarmad, please.
Thank you, Rihanna. I was actually going to suggest a third mechanism, which could be that you could note that these are potential cases where there is no agreement, and note that there is no agreement in the panel at this time, and maybe share that with the integration panel and also get their input, and then maybe decide in the next round if you cannot find a mechanism to do it right away. Thank you.
Oh, that's, I like this proposal. Thank you, Sarmad, for this. Michael, please go on.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I think we could try to come to kind of a conclusion. If we do not arrive at a conclusion, then I think some question he just made is a good way to go ahead. I think it would be one suggestion I would like to make for how to deal with those conflicting cases, that we have a notes column so that anyone could write down their arguments pro or against some kind of variant or non-variant solution in that column, and then we can take a vote on that, for example, one by one. And if we still have strong opposition, then we could leave those cases for a review at a later point, as Sarmad suggested. And then there was a second thing I wanted to say earlier, which I remembered now. One of Dennis' comments was that we had different cases where Sedia was applied or used, and in one case, a variant solution was suggested and another not. And Dennis said there is no coherence. If I understood his comment correctly, he expects coherence in between different modifiers. I was trying to point out earlier that, and I think such cases are a case in point, that modifiers combine differently with different letter shapes. So I don't think we should expect coherence across different modifiers. I hope that's clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please.
Yes, I was going to volunteer to both make up the list of cases where we've got agreement and to create the sheet for the ones where we do not, and I can certainly set that up so we have a column for each of us to rate. I would propose to hold off on that for several days, because if we're going to allow everybody to second guess the opinions of the two people who were inspecting already, I think everybody ought to have a few days in which to do that before we assume that we've finished that. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill, for volunteering to make two sheets. And now we have two proposals. One is to make a column for every person in the, I mean, for seven of us, and ask everyone for the opinion about these problematic code points, problematic combinations. And I think this is the faster way, but when we consider this approach, we have to decide what to do with these marks. How should we decide? How should we make the final decision? And probably because there are seven people, okay, we number of some marks will prevail probably, but it doesn't mean anything, at least. And we have also Michael's proposal, who is proposing that everyone could inspect all those findings and give some comments in the comment. Column, which will take more time till we find the final decision. But at least I want to we have a clear way how to proceed at this moment. We shall have clear variants, and we shall have problematic cases, and with these problematic cases. We have to decide now how shall we evaluate them. And any idea, Michael? Michael, I think that we should not let where a member disagrees. We can also reuse the same comments to argue for our solution in the proposal. Okay, Michael. Let's see what Bill has to say, and after that we have Mats.
I just want to point out that perhaps it's a problem with my browser, but I don't seem to have a straightforward way to take a comment that's there and add my thoughts to it without overwriting and therefore eliminating the first comment. So maybe I just need education, but that seems like it could be a problem to me. Thank you.
I also don't see Dennis's comments on my, but I will try to find it later. It would be better, Michael, if you can put some color in the column like Bill did, and that we can easily select those code points and put it in a different table for further discussion. Mats, please go on.
Yes. So I just wanted to make sure that we agree on which ones that are unproblematic.
Yeah.
So does that mean that if there is no mark of any kind, it means that we consider them to be non-variants. And if there is a status of var in column K, and there is no comment by Dennis, does that mean that we agree that they are variants?
Yeah. Thank you, Matt. That's a good question. But you, if you have listened to Bill, before a few moments, he said that we shall give every member next few days, let's say till Monday, to inspect all the Bill's conclusions, what is variant and what is not, and to challenge those cases which, where someone thinks it is not a proper variant by his opinion. And those code, those combinations of code points will go to the second label for further investigations. Mats, please go on.
No, okay. I thought that was, I misunderstood then. Okay. So I thought that was on the second list on the...
So we have all to inspect this bill findings to see where, do we agree with his, with the result in the column K. If we don't agree with the result in the column K, everybody has 3 next days to put something in the comment, in the notes column, and all those cases will be transferred to the second sheet for further inspections. For further inspection, this inspection might not happen at this moment, but at least we shall have after Monday, and when we produce the next 2 sheets, we shall have variants based on the underlining analysis and a table of problematic cases which should be discussed further. And we can stop at this moment and put the both table in our report and say that the second table with problematic cases will be solved in the future somehow. We shall find a way and go on with to produce one version of the report, because we have done a lot of things from our last report, to send it to integration panel. I am sure they will need at least 2 months to revise all those things and think about it and give their feedback. And July and August are not very, very productive months. So let's try to make one report for inspection by integration panel before mid of June. After that, we shall wait for September to happen. That's just my loud thinking. Please, Dennis, go on. Your hand is up.
Yeah, thank you, Mirjana. I actually want to segue to a different topic, if I may.
Please say
okay.
What is on your mind. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. No. So, just minding of the time, 6 minutes. I just wanted to introduce. I mean, I sent earlier before the call the link to the draft responding to action number 8, IDNA compatibility issues with respect to the letter sharp S. So here is the fact-finding document with all the input that we have sought and received. What it remains here is to reach a conclusion as to what do we do. I was thinking a way for us to have an objective way the most objective way to resolve these cases, perhaps to tabulate a different criteria, and all of us can weigh in and say, for example, which of the options it's most it ensures the stability of the root zone, which function addresses the end user experience, and so on and so forth. So that kind of way we can try to resolve these and find a conclusion as to what do we do, how do we approach the sharp S case.
Thank you, Dennis. This will be one of the items in our next agenda, next meeting agenda. And there is just 5 minutes till the end of this hour. So what we concluded today, we shall, everybody has till Monday to inspect this underlining analysis and give his comments in the column K. And from Monday onwards, Bill will make 2 different tables in the same spread, in the same Excel data set. One with clear variants and the other with problematic cases. And we can put clear variants immediately in our report after next meeting. And I propose that we shall leave those problematic cases for further investigation in the future and to focus now on producing one version of the report, which could be sent to integration panel till the mid of June. That's my proposal, and I will structure our next agenda for our next call in that way, because we spent the whole day, the whole meeting discussing very important thing, but we shall not make agreement about final conclusion very, very soon. So my proposal is that the next thing will be to produce the report, to start looking at the comments in the report and resolving them and putting those variants, because we have also to investigate some more variants based on something else. I forgot. It doesn't matter. I cannot remember at this moment. So if please think about it, and if you have better proposal or if you have something which will improve our efficiency, please go on with this. Our next meeting will be next Thursday again. And everybody, please inspect this table till Monday. And also, I ask you all who have not finished their Appendix D report to produce it, because it is too much burden for one person to produce all those Appendix D reports, and probably something might be understood. So everyone should produce this, fill the template. You can find all the data in the agenda at the end of every agenda to find your contribution and to find the template and to fill it in. Please do it. And that's all for today.
Hi, Mitchell. Sorry, can I have one?
A minute, yes.
Please. Yes, sorry.
Yes, you have 2 minutes.
Okay. So I think in connecting to producing the next round of the proposal, we might have to start thinking about the next opportunity for the face-to-face meeting, because we will need about 3 months to get prepared with the logistics. So I will propose we meet in September. So it's up to you. You want to be which week? I can start a doodle poll and send out this week, so we can discuss next week if that what you.
Yes, I will put this to the agenda. Yes, thank you, Pitinan. Next face to face meeting. Yes, I think we should need one more at the end. It could be in September, although I will not be available till the 20th of September. I'm going to Seattle. My grandson is going to school and they need my help. Sorry for this. So it could be at the end of September, probably meeting beginning of October, but we shall discuss it next time.
Okay.
Thank you, Pitinan, for this. And thank you all for your contribution for to today meeting. And we shall hear each other in next week. And thank you again, and have a nice rest of the day. Bye, everyone. And that's it.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.